Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, founder of the World Ocean Observatory. We are at war. There can be nothing good about it. The resort to mindless violence to deal with social circumstance deemed irreconcilable differences. Violence is reconciliation. That logic has never been clear to me. Relative to our focus on the world ocean, there are a few observations to be made. First, climate is not so invisible part of the crisis in the Middle East. Historically, through modern time, the area is subject to drought, today exacerbated to extreme, so that the traditional sources of fresh water, primarily mountain runoff from melting glacier and snow, that combines through rivers, marshland, and the underground aquifer to produce an ever-limited supply, is at critical risk. The region has historically innovated in the accumulation, conservation, and careful use of that resource through engineering, management, and practical use. But population growth, agricultural production, urban development, and climate change have radically restricted the availability of fresh water to meet expanded needs. The crisis has been oncoming for decades. In Iran, for example, site of today's altercation, the situation has become so dire that planners have considered the inevitability of the relocation of Tehran, national capital and city of some 9 million, to the south, where better climate conditions remain and the adjacency to the ocean for desalination is a practical option for the future. The relocation of an entire city is that severe, that urgent, and is further delayed and complicated by the imposed chaos of war, that the other subtext, beyond the ostensible threat of nuclear weapon development, is oil. Iran, producing some 3% of the world's supply, mostly exported to China and Russia, is predictable given the political preoccupation of America with this essential source of revenue and political power. Second, keeping with oil, its passage to Europe and the West through the Straits of Hormuz is an ocean-related strategic choke point that in just the first few hours of violence has been threatened with closure, causing in days tankers to pause passage, interrupting what has been a reliable supply chain for European and American demand. Further, maritime insurers have indicated the cancellation of coverage in those ships in a war zone, further depressing shipping and further increasing an almost immediate price increase worldwide. To redirect those ships or to limit normal supply will disrupt a key aspect of the global economy by which everyone worldwide will be a victim. The blockage of the physical connection through conventional routes spreads consequence among the innocent, just as bombs falling in indiscriminate array destroy lives, property, community, security, and survival. So what in fact is happening? In the name of momentary political advantage of short-term might against conflicting views of right, we are affecting the region, if not the world, to everyone's disadvantage or worse. People are dying at the hand of regressive thinking, and the impact of the essentials of life on water and its relationship to health and exchange in support of sustainable, harmonious, equitable living is more deadly still. Whether water or oil, both are a function of climate and ocean connection, and through our indifference to them in the plan, we are acting not for but against the best interests of all mankind. The sea connects all things as a means of support and survivability. When we disconnect from that reality, through war or otherwise, we abandon truth, and only sadness and inhumanity remain. What will it take? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org, where the full catalog of more than 760 episodes is searchable by theme.